This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is the fastest growing major economy despite warfare and instability prevailing in several parts of the world. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 80th Independence Day this evening, the President highlighted that the growth rate of the Indian economy is expected to be more than twice the average global growth rate.
Even in such trying circumstances, our economy is moving ahead as the fastest growing major economy in the world. According to economic projections, the growth rate of the Indian economy is expected to be more than twice the average of global growth rate. Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan has further strengthened the foundation of our economic progress and national security.
The President highlighted that India has achieved some of the Sustainable Development Goals 2030 ahead of schedule. President Draupadi Murmu also noted that national interest is the foundation of India's foreign policy, and peace, cooperation, dialogue and the ideal of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam are the pillars of its foreign policy. She said India has entered into free trade agreements with many countries to enhance economic cooperation and strengthen mutual relations. President Draupadi Murmu highlighted that making the country Naxal-free is a major achievement. She said today, the areas once affected by Naxalism are filled with enthusiasm. Speaking about the upliftment of the deprived sections of the society, the President said that more than 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. She also said that food security has been ensured for more than 80 crore people by providing them free rations under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Free healthcare coverage of up to 5 lakh rupees per year has been provided to 60 crore people. Speaking about the country's digital infrastructure, President Draupadi Murmu said that India has developed the world's largest and best digital infrastructure, and more than half of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. President Draupadi Murmu also expressed her happiness over the exceptional performance of girls in the field of education. She also said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam has been enacted in 2023, with the purpose of reserving 33% representation for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. She said achieving the objectives of this act will enhance women's role in leadership and make our democracy more inclusive. Speaking about sports promotion, President Murmu said, sports are being adopted as a medium for promoting the development of the youth and for nation building. She said India is moving ahead towards building a Viksit Bharat by the centenary year of independence in 2047. The nation will celebrate the 80th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Flower petals will be showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force. The unfurling of the national flag will be synchronized with the 21-gun salute. After the showering of flower petals, the Prime Minister will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The grand event is set to commemorate 150 years of the enduring legacy of the national song Vande Mataram and celebrate the energy, aspirations and pivotal contribution of Yuva Shakti in driving India's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. For the first time, Vande Mataram will be rendered during the celebrations at the Red Fort. President Draupadi Murmu has approved 78 gallantry awards to the personnel of the Defence Forces and Central Armed Police Forces on the eve of Independence Day 2026. 13 awards have been given posthumously. These are 9 Kirti Chakra, 1 Bar to Shaurya Chakra, 19 Shaurya Chakra, 5 Bar to Sena Medals Gallantry, 36 Sena Medals Gallantry, 3 Nau Sena Medal Gallantry and 5 Vayu Sena Medals Gallantry. 21 officials of the CBI have been honored with President's Medal for Distinguished Service and Medal for Meritorious Service on the occasion of Independence Day this year. And India has dispatched the first tranche of the 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.